Good morning and welcome back, everyone. It is Friday, December 11th, and for those of you who celebrate it, happy first day of Hanukkah. I'm your host, Seth Kirkpatrick, and this is the 5-Minute Drill brought to you by UpFi Media. On today's episode, we'll be going over some updates from the CVS Health Company, as well as Airbnb's IPO. Now, with all that in mind, let's begin. To kick things off this morning, we begin with some good news as the chief executive of CVS Health, Larry Merlo, was interviewed by CNBC's Squawk Box yesterday, where he talked about some of the rather optimistic updates about the company's plan to administer COVID-19 vaccines. Mr. Merlo said that within 24 to 48 hours of the company receiving the vaccines, it would be ready to administer them into, quote, the arms of some of the most vulnerable populations. He went on to say that the company has been hiring people to help with COVID-19 testing since the start of the pandemic. And now the company has 10,000 professionals ready to administer vaccines to both nursing homes and assisted living centers. This follows a government deal with both CVS and Walgreens made in October to distribute free vaccines to those living in long-term care facilities. And as of right now, CVS has been chosen by more than 40,000 of these facilities as the company they want to administer these vaccines. Now, our second story this morning takes us to the popular apparel company Lululemon, who released their Q3 reports yesterday, where it exceeded analyst expectations in sales and in share price. The company reported a 22% increase in revenue from a year prior, ending at $1.12 billion, which is noticeably greater than the analyst prediction of $1.02 billion, according to CNBC. The company's share value ended at $1.16 a piece, also much greater than the analyst prediction of just 88 cents. As the markets closed yesterday, the company has seen shares increase by 59% this year and achieved a market cap of more than $48 billion. Now, given that this pandemic seems to be everything but predictable, the company is not going to be giving their full prediction for 2020. Our next story this morning moves to the California-based company Airbnb, who just had their initial public offering yesterday, which, needless to say, went fantastic for the company. According to CNBC, the share price was set to $68 the day before, and after its debut on Wall Street, it more than doubled to $146, giving the company a market cap of more than $86 billion. Now, based on market caps, the company is now worth more than the Marriott and the Hilton combined. Now, all of this is even more impressive when considering the fact that Airbnb has been put at a disadvantage due to the decreased traveling caused by the pandemic, with revenue dropping by 19% in their most recent quarter. Now, our fourth story today moves to Disney, that just had their investor event yesterday, laying out their plans for their video streaming service, Disney Plus, which has achieved more than 86 million subscribers. The mentality of the company was summed up by CEO Bob Iger as being about, quote, quality, not volume. The company announced that it will be the home of dozens of series from Star Wars, Pixar, and Marvel that are yet to come. Some of the biggest projects that were talked about included Star Wars-related content, like the Solo show about Obi-Wan Kenobi, and a new movie called Rogue Squadron. The company also talked about Hulu and ESPN Plus, two other streaming services that have done exceptionally well this year. Hulu currently has more than 38 million subscribers and is expecting to see shows like Keeping Up with the Kardashians and Only Murders in the Building to come to the platform. As for ESPN Plus, the service has 11.5 million subscribers and will be adding the Southeastern Conference to the platform in 2024. On top of all of this great news from the company, Disney also hit an all-time stock high at close yesterday. Now, since it's Friday, I always like to end the episode on a bit more of a lighthearted note, and our final report today takes a look at a festive deal by McDonald's that's going to be giving you free food. Starting on December 14th all the way through Christmas Eve, the company is offering free food with a $1 minimum purchase if you place an order on the company's app. The food will be based on fictional holiday characters like the Grinch and Scrooge and what the company thinks they would order. There's hot cakes, coffees, and sandwiches, and for Christmas Eve, the company is giving out free cookies without the minimum purchase requirement. Anyways, folks, that wraps up today's episode. As always, make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we look forward to catching you bright and early Monday morning as we continue to redefine how you experience news.